哎，莫导。
Pray in silence.
Amen. 现在我们看第四段，就是十八到三十二节，外邦人的罪。
So now let's look at the fourth section, verse 18 through 32, the sin of the Gentiles.
外邦的罪头项是十八二十五节，不敬虔的罪。
The first part is from 18 to 25 of not glorifying God.
这里谈到神的愤怒要临到那些不虔不义的人的身上。
And here it says the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodly and unrighteous men.
十九节谈到神给人知道有神。
And God made it known that He is God.
二十节说神用这个创造的大能显明他的存在，他的作为。
And in verse 20, He has shown His invisible attributes by the creation of the world and His works.
然后他们虽然知道有神，却不去拜造物的神，反而去拜偶像。
But even though they knew God, they did not glorify Him, but worship idols.
二十五节说他们自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。因为下面这个第二十三节就说他们所拜的神就会朽坏的偶像。
And 22 and 23 said they professed to be wise, but became fools because they changed the glory of God into worshiping idols.
当时的希腊文化很高，当然希腊人拜好多偶像，罗马人也拜好多偶像。
So the culture of the Greeks and the Romans was very high, but they worshipped many idols.
虽然是聪明，但是拜偶像变成愚拙。
And even though they were very wise and smart, but they became fools because they worshipped idols.
二十三节说他们所拜的偶像有飞禽走兽昆虫，就是拜动物为神。
And in verse 23 it says they worshipped animals as God.
二十五节说神就任凭他们。
So in 24 it says God gave them up.
这个任凭在二十四节、还有二十六节、还有二十八节三个地方都讲任凭。
And in three places, in verse 24, 26, and 28, it said God gave them up.
神给人自由意志。
And what this means is,
自由意志啊。
God gave man will.
那要善用自由意志，如果不善用去恶用，神就任凭他去了。
And if God, if people did not use their will or their rationale to understand things, then God would give them up.
神给他心里有神的意识，晓得有神，而且用万物创造表面的作为，还去拜偶像，神就任凭他去了。
And because God made it clear to them and gave people the ability to know Him, yet they went to worship idols, so He gave them up.
这个二十四节所谈到的。常做心里情欲，行污秽的事，又说鼻祖玷污自己身体，不是讲男女之间的情欲，而就谈到拜偶像，把偶像当了丈夫做依靠，做一种属灵的淫乱。
And in verse 24 it says God gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their hearts, and it refers not to sexual immorality, but the immorality of worshiping idols and through idol worship.
看耶利米书的第三章啊。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 3.
耶利米书第三章。
Jeremiah chapter
3. 十四节。
Verse 14.
三章十六节，这里谈到神是以色列人的丈夫。
Here it says that the Lord is the husband of Israel.
再看三章八到九节。
And let's look at chapter 3, verses 8 and 9.
这里谈到以色列人去拜偶像，把偶像当作丈夫做依靠，来跟偶像行淫乱。
And we see that the people of Israel worshipped the idols, used them as their reliance, and committed adultery with the idols.
看回来罗马书第一章啊。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 1.
刚刚上看的二十四节谈到，乘着心里情欲行污秽的事，彼此玷污自己的身体。从二十二节还有二十五节来了解，这个是讲拜偶像的行为。
So the description in verse 24, giving them up to uncleanness, the lust of their hearts, and dishonoring their bodies, from verses 22 and 25, we see this refers to worshipping idols.
27节是讲同性恋。
And verse 26 to 27 refers to homosexuality.
在摩西的时代，律法上的规定不可以同性恋。
In the law of Moses, it also says we cannot commit homosexuality.
我们看列记二十章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 20.
列记二十章十三节。
Leviticus chapter 20.
利未记二十章十三节啊。
Leviticus chapter 20 verse 13。
这里是他的人跟男人跟男人行这个可憎的事，就是男跟男人之间的同性恋，这个是神真的可憎事，要把它杀掉。
So here, God puts forth in the law that if a man has sexual relations with a man, he shall be put to death.
摩西离现在大约有3500年前就已经有这个同性恋了。
So in the time of Moses, 3,500 years ago, there was already homosexuality.
就当时外邦人的不好行为，摩西说你们到迦南地以后不要学他们这种行为。
And this was a practice of the unfaithful Gentiles, and Moses told them not to practice the same things as the Gentiles.
再看犹大书的第七节。
Let's look at Jude.
新约犹大书的第七节。
Jude verse 7.
又是所多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从烈性的情欲，就承受永火的刑罚作为见证。这个就讲所多玛的人也有这个同性恋，叫逆着性的情欲，就是同性恋。
So here it also refers to the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah giving themselves over to sexual immorality and going after strange flesh.
罗德在索多玛时候，索多玛城已经有同性恋，所以神用火来烧灭他们。
At the time of Lot, the city of Sodom was also practicing homosexuality, so God destroyed them with fire.
那差不多数千年前
About 4,000 years ago.
所以这个同性历史已经很久。
So this history of homosexuality is very long in history.
那当时这个罗马人的社会也有这样的行为，所以保罗说这个会得到报应的。
And so this practice was also present in the time of the Romans, so God said that this would also be punished.
二十七节就谈到追踪同性恋会受妄为当得的报应。
And in verse 27, it says that the homosexuality will receive the penalty of their error, which is their due.
那到底是什么报应他没有讲。
What the penalty is, he does not describe.
今天有所谓的艾滋病，开始发生的时候是同性恋，现在不一定同性恋，现在很多这个有这个受污染的机会啊。但刚刚开始说是因为非洲的同性恋发起这个艾滋病。
And we know that the AIDS epidemic in the beginning was very common among homosexuals.
那这个同性恋，保罗说要受报应是什么报应？没有讲，大概是列数这个艾滋病这种很难医好的病啊。
And Paul does not say specifically what the penalty is, but it is possible it is something similar to this epidemic.
这个神所憎恶的啊。
And this is something that God hates.
那二十八节以下就谈到不义的罪啊，这个不义的罪他列出好多。
And from verse 28 on, he lists out other very serious sins.
那二十八节开头就说，他们既然归不那神，神任凭他们去存邪僻的心，行那些不合理事，那就是说，一个人心中如果没有神地位，什么坏事都可以做出来。
So in verse 28 it says that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That is, if a person does not have God in their mind, then they can do any evil thing.
一个心中有神地位的人啊，就比较不敢乱来。
But if a person does have God in his heart, then he will not be so willing to sin.
那如果心中没有神地位啊，就没有神地位，就没有审判，没有报应，就什么都敢做了。
So if a person does not have God in their heart, then they will not believe in the judgment and will be more easily sinful.
耶稣被诱惑时候，他不能做这个大恶来得罪神，可见他心里有神地位，不敢乱来。
So we know that Joseph, when he was tempted by his master's wife, he knew that he would offend God by doing such a wrong.
我们可以参考诗篇。
Let's look at Psalm.
诗篇的十四篇啊，十四篇。
Psalm 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇十四篇第一节。
Psalm number 14, verse 1.
以完人心里说没有神，他们都邪恶，行可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善啊。这里谈到，因为有人说没有神，就行了可憎的事情，不行善。
We see that if a fool has says in his heart, there's no God, they are corrupt and do no good.
我们基督徒因为心中有神地位，所以我们不敢乱来。
So because we as Christians believe God and have him in our hearts, then we do not want to sin.
那外邦人因为他心中没有神，所以就有很多的不义的行为。
But because the Gentiles did not have God in their hearts, they have many evil deeds.
29节以下到32节就提到他们所犯的好多违反道德良心的行为。
And so from verse 29 to 32 on, it says many evil deeds that they do against God.
那32节下面谈到他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
And that they not only do these things, but also approve those who also do them.
很多做坏事人不是自己去行动而已，他还希望别人跟他同伙去行那些恶。
And many people who are sinful not only do it themselves, but hope others to do the same.
就好像两个要偷东西，一个到里面去偷，一个到外面看有没有人来。
For example, if somebody wants to steal something, they have somebody conspiring with them to make sure they are not caught.
打麻雀输个少一个就不能玩。
But in playing mahjong, you can't play with three alone.
我的两个儿子小时候台湾的电视刚刚有电视说有这个勇士们那个节目我家里没有电视，因为怕孩子影响功课，他去邻居看。
And my two sons, when they were young, we did not have a television at home because I did not want them to be influenced. But they went to their friend's house to watch TV.
我的内人比较疼那个老二那个男孩子老二。
And my wife favored the younger son.
老大想看电视就叫弟弟一起去。
So the older son, when he wanted to watch, he called his younger brother to go with him.
他希望妈妈看了弟弟的面子不会打他。
And he hoped that seeing the younger one going, he wouldn't be punished by his mother.
没有想到妈妈照打。
But he didn't realize that his mother would punish them both.
然后就面向墙壁趴在墙壁，然后被打屁股。
Had him face the wall and he was spanked.
他说叫壁虎功，好像壁虎趴在墙壁上。
And just like a lizard who's against the wall.
很多人做坏事都是要带一两个去一同做坏事，壮壮胆。
So a lot of people when they want to do something bad, they bring others along with them.
好，那因为我们没有很多时间讲太详细现在我们就看到第二章。
So we will continue on to chapter 2 now.
第二章这个第一行的讲义上第一行说明犹太人罪从二章一节到三章八节是讲犹太人罪
So here in the outline we see in chapter 2, from verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 8, it talks about the sin of the Jews.
刚刚一章的18-32节是讲外邦人罪。
And we saw that in the previous section, it talked about the sin of the Gentiles.
从二章一到三章八节就是讲犹太人罪。
So from chapter 2 to chapter 3, verse 8, it talks about the sin of the Jews.
然后就讲全人类的罪。
And then it goes on to talk about the sin of all.
这二章会分成三段，第一段是一到五节，神对犹太人的审判。
So in verses 1 through 5 of chapter 2, it talks about God's judgment.
第一节到第三节是第小段说犹太人没有资格论断外邦人。
And so in verses 1 through 3, it says that the Jews have no right to judge the Gentiles.
这个第一节所谈的论断这个论断言论跟定罪审判同一个字。
So in the original text,judgment and
有说翻成审判吗？
It also
我们看二章好了，看二章十二节。
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 12。
二章十二节，凡没有律法犯罪，必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯罪，必按律法受审。这个审判跟二章一节一个论断，沿着同一个字。
So here, judgment refers to judgment of the law as well as judgment of principle.
还有约翰三章十八节。
And let's look at John chapter 3 verse 18.
约翰三章十八节。
John chapter 3 verse 18.
主耶稣在这里说，信他的人不被定罪这个定罪。跟罗马书二章一节论断原来是同个字。
So here it says, he who believes in him is not condemned. Here, condemnation in the original text is the same word as judgment.
所以这个议论的意思不是讲批评，而是讲审判定罪的意思。
So in this context, judgment does not mean determining right or well does mean determining right or wrong, not a matter of opinion.
批评有所谓的
criticism，
批评有所谓的善意的批评，好像父母批评儿女，老师批评学生，这个是善意的批评，不一定不好。
So criticism can sometimes be out of good intentions. For example, a parent criticizing their child.
但论到用神的权威来定人的罪，这个是神才有这个权柄，人没有这个权柄。
So here, judgment refers to the authority of the law of God that only God has and not people.
一到了神节，保罗谈到犹太人根据摩西律法去定别人罪，但主的所行跟别人一样要更好。
And in verse 3, it says that the Jews were judging others according to the law of Moses, but they themselves had no right or were not any better.
所以定自己罪一样。
So actually, they were judging themselves.
因为他自己也不比外邦好，所以他没有资格论断别人。
Because they were no better than the Gentiles, in essence, they had no right to judge the Gentiles.
第四节到第五节都谈到犹太人他不悔改会受神审判的。
And so in verses 4 and 5, it says that if the Jews do not repent, they too will be judged and punished.
因为神是公义的神啊。
Because God is just.
好，那16节到16节是第二段公义的审判。
And so from verse 6 on is the second half.
6到11节这里是说善有善报，恶有恶报。
So 6 to 11 says that there is a rendering to good and evil accordingly.
我们看6节啊。
Let's look at verse 6.
他必照个人行为报应个人，神的报应审判就根据大家所行的。
So God will render to each one according to his deeds.
好像法官在审判时候也是根据法律对照你行为抵触哪一条法律来定罪的。
So a judge will sentence somebody according to the law, according to what they have done.
追责给我们想到有些婴孩没有受洗就离世那妈妈会担心我的孩子没有受洗能不能多久啊
So this brings to mind the question of if an infant dies before they are baptized, the mother may be concerned if that child will be saved.
婴孩有原罪。
The child will have original sin in them.
大卫在诗篇50篇第五节说我在妈妈肚子就有罪了。
And David in the Psalm 51 said that when I was in my mother's womb, I already had sin.
So, 婴孩没有受洗，原罪没有洗掉，还是有罪。
An infant without being baptized also has this original sin.
那有罪就不能得救去天国。
And without having the sin removed, they are still cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是婴孩没有行为。
But the infant does not have deeds.
因为他不会思考。
Because they have no way of thinking.
没有思想错误。
And they cannot interpret right or wrong.
他不会说话。
They cannot speak.
没有言语的错误。
And do not have a sin of speech.
他不会做事，就没有行为错误。
And they cannot do things, so they cannot sin with their deeds or
works. 那这边说，神必照个人行为报应个人。
So here it says, God will render to each one according to his deeds.
但婴孩不管是思想、言语、行为都没有错。神凭什么来报应他呢
？So if an infant does not have thoughts or words or actions that are sinful, how can God judge him？
所以这给我们了解，有些婴孩没有受离世，虽然他原罪没有洗掉，不能去天国不能去天国就下地，但是因为他没有行为，神就不能凭行为来报应他。
And so even though the infant still has original sin before they are baptized and cannot enter heaven because of their sin, but God will not judge them according to their deeds.
因为地狱的行为，地狱的行为也有分轻重。
Because there are lighter and heavier sentences.
在马太十一章的二十节到二十四节谈到。
In Matthew chapter 11, from verse 12 to 24, it says,
有些弟兄耶稣行异能，他们不相信，罪就更重；有些弟兄没有行异能，不懂怎么信，也一样要灭亡，但罪比较轻。
Jesus said that there were some who had sins that were lighter, and some that had sins who were heavier.
看路加福音二十章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 20.
二十五章的最后那一节四十七节。
Luke chapter 20 verse 47.
耶稣说，法利赛人侵吞寡妇的家产，是为做很长的假意假意向很长的祷告，就是要受更重刑罚所以刑罚有更重的。
So here, Jesus said those who devour widows' houses and so on will receive greater condemnation. So there may be heavier punishment.
因为没有行为, 所以虽然他没有受洗, 不能去天国下地, 应当没有行为, 因为他没有行为。
And so an infant who is not baptized because of their original sin cannot be saved and will still go to hell.
好，那这个下面七节以下就谈到了。 行善有好的结果, 行恶的会遇到神的惩罚。
And from verse 7 on, it says that those who do good will receive a good blessing, a good reward, but those who do evil will be punished.
那在这个第九节谈到了受惩罚的人, 甚至犹太人或者新约的人, 在十节说得了荣耀, 得到尊贵赏赐的人, 甚至犹太人或者新约人, 这个很公平啊。
So in verses 9 and 10, it says that God rewards or punishes equally among all people.
罗马书一章的16节谈到福音书先给犹太人才给新约人。
So we read in chapter 1, verse 16, that salvation is given to the Jew first and then to the Greek.
那审判书呢?
What about in judgment?
二章的九节谈到被处罚的先出犹太人后新约人。第十节说得奖赏的。 先做犹太人，后做新约人，神很公平了。
So in verse 9 it says that those who receive punishment will be the Jew first and then the Greek, but also those who receive honor and glory, the Jew first and the Greek. So God is just.
所以十一节说，因为神不偏待人，他是公平的。
So verse 11, there is no partiality with God. God is very equal.
那十二节到十五节是谈到律法是审判的依据。
So 12 through 15 says that the law is the instrument of God.
十二节说，没有律法犯罪的不按律法灭亡，不等于不灭亡，是不按律法灭亡。
So as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. As many have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
没有律法的就是外邦人，没有律法。
And those without the law are the Gentiles.
所以神不用律法来审判他了。
So God will not use the law to judge them.
那不等他不灭亡。
And he will not use the law to destroy them.
因为他有良心啊。
Because he has mercy.
第十六节谈到有本性, 第十五节谈到有思维诸心, 意思一样啊, 本性, 思维诸心, 就两外邦有良心啊。
In verse 14 it says that they by nature do the things in the law because they have a conscience.
他没有律法不按律法来审判, 可是他有良心, 良心有律法的功用, 所以按照他的良心去定他的罪。
And so even though they do not have the law of Moses, and God does not judge them by the law of Moses, but they have the law of their conscience.
有人说良心没有标准啊。
Some people say that conscience does not have a clear standard.
像强盗到了人家人的家里去杀伤人啊，抢他东西啦，他也有良心呐。
For example, a burglar who goes to steal somebody, but that person he may say, well, I have a conscience. And they may say, well, I've only stolen part of it, not all of it. And I haven't killed you, I've left you with your life.
我是有良心的,
so I have a conscience.
劫也有劫的良心。
And so a thief may have his conscience.
良心没有标准啊。
There's no clear standard for conscience.
这里的良心不是我们今天的人的良心。
But this conscience here does not refer to our regular everyday conscience. So the conscience of people today, because of various bad influences in society, has already become confused. So here the conscience refers to the original conscience God created in us all. The basic nature that God has put in each of us. That is the conscience that gives us a difference between right and wrong. But people over time have become confused in their conscience. But if they truly seek, they can have their conscience revived.
所以说鸟要离树，要离要熟悉树哦，它的哀声就很悲哀，叫声很悲哀。人要离树的时候，它的话语是很善良的。
And so when a bird is about to leave the tree, they will cry a song of sorrow. And when a person is about to leave this world, they will also be sorrowful.
追踪良心在审判时候就显明了。
And their conscience will be revealed at the time of judgment.
你做的到底对不对？审判说你这个良心已经显明出来，你不能骗自己，也不能骗神。
And at that time of judgment, your conscience will be revealed. You will not be able to trick yourself or God.
所以这里的本性，这里思维中心，不是讲今天的人的 人的良心，而是讲审判时候神会给你显明出的那一种良心。
So the conscience here refers not to how you feel in your conscience today, but the actual basic conscience God has given you in the time of judgment.
这是神造人当初那种良心。
And this is the original conscience God has put in us.
那有律法人就按照律法来定他的罪。
So those who have had the law will be judged by the law.
好，那这个十五节都提到那些外邦人没有律法，他就没有文字的律法，可是他有良心。也有律法的功用，哎，那律法给你晓得什么叫罪，什么叫善，叫恶，哎，良心有这个作用啊，用这个来做标准来定我们定人的罪啊。
So here in verses 14 and 15 it says that the Gentiles did not have the law, but because of the conscience there is the work of the law written in them. So the function of both is to show us the difference between good and evil.
十六节谈到基督再临时候要照着保罗所传的福音来审判人。
And in verse 16 it says, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to Paul's gospel.
29节是第三段，属肉的犹太人不是真的犹太人。
And in verses 17 through 29 it says that the Jews by the flesh are not the true Jews.
那27到24节这里说，犹太人教导别人不可违背律法，自己倒计犯律法。
And here it says that the Jews rest on the law, but they cannot commit sins according to the law.
书记节说，犹太人他们靠律法要主动神夸口啊，说他们有神，他们有律法。
So here in verse 17 it says they are a Jew, they rest on the law, they have God and the law.
他们有律法教导，能够分别是非善恶，能够明白神的旨意。
And they have the law that teaches them the difference between right and wrong and the will of God.
十九节说他们圣经自己是给瞎子领路的，这里的瞎子是讲不懂律法外邦人。
And they are confident that they are a guide to the blind referring to the Gentiles who do not have the law.
外邦人也是活在黑暗当中的。
And the Gentiles also are in the darkness.
在黑暗里面什么都看不到。
In the darkness, you cannot see anything.
他们不能分别是非。
They cannot see the difference between
true and false. 有良心没有错，但是没有律法的规定，给他晓得什么可以做，什么不可以。
And even though they have conscience, the law, they do not have the law to tell them what they can and cannot do.
那犹太人他懂律法，好像明眼人要领导这些瞎眼。
And the Jews who do have the law should be a guide to the blind, like a light to those who are dark.
然后犹太人二十节，保罗说犹太人是做愚笨人的师傅啊，愚笨人也是讲外邦人不懂律法的人，要做他师傅教导他们。
And so the Jews should be an instructor to the foolish, and the foolish here again refers to the Gentiles who do not know the law.
犹太人也是小孩子先生，是小孩子外邦人不懂神的道理啊。
And a teacher of babes, the babes here again are the Gentiles who do not know the law.
犹太人在律法上有知识跟真理的模范，就有一个规范啊，能够有一个标准判断是非。
They have the form of knowledge and truth in the law, and the law is their standard and guidance.
而属于就是他们教导别人，但是不没有教导自己，他们叫人不要脱罪，自己还是脱罪啊。
But in verse 21 it says that they teach another but do not teach themselves. They preach that the man should not steal, but they steal.
22节说他们说不要奸淫，自己还是犯奸淫，自己因偶像又去偷偶像庙的东西。
And they say, do not commit adultery, but commit adultery. They abhor idols, but rob temples.
当时的犹太人的确有这个行为，偷偶像庙的东西。
And actually, the Jews at that time did rob temples of goods.
使徒行传就提这个问题啊。
And in Acts, it also referred to this problem.
使徒行传的19章啊。
Chapter 19.
十九章这个十九节以下谈到，当时好多拜偶像人，甚至行邪术人都来信耶稣了。
And so Acts chapter 19 from verse 19 on talks about how many people who practiced magic and believed in idols came to believe in the Lord Jesus.
二十三节以下谈到那些靠偶像来赚钱的人，因为有人信，很多人信耶稣，他这个靠像做生意赚钱的没有生意的，就开始造反造乱。
But a lot of people who created idols and made money through idol worship started to create a commotion.
然后以弗所的书记替保罗解围啊。
替保罗解围
就是让他脱离这个危险啊。
But the people of Ephesus made Paul gave Paul an outlet.
看三十七节啊。
Let's look at verse 37.
你们把这些人带来，他们是没有，并没有偷窃庙中的东西啊。这里谈到保罗这些人没有偷庙的东西呢。
And so here it says, for you have brought these men here who are near the robbers of temples.
可见当时的确有些人偷过庙的东西。
So it shows that there were some Jews who were robbing the temples.
他们认为偶像不是神啊。
They believe that the, God, the idols were not God.
那我他偷的东西，他也不能对我怎么样啊。
And so, if they weren't true gods, then stealing from them would not amount to nothing.
虽然偶像不是神，那你偷别人的东西，就这个行为是不对的。
But even though the idols are not God, robbing the temples is not correct.
因为他们曾经有这个行为，所以保罗才说犹太人说不要偷东西，自己去偷别人的东西。
And so that is why Paul rebukes these Jews who say they abhor idols and yet they rob the temples.
23节说他们除了律法夸口，这里反而去违背律法，站住神。
And in verse 23 says, you make your boast in the law, but you dishonor God through breaking the law.
所以神的名因为他们的行为受了亵渎。
And so the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of them.
25到26节就谈到遵行律法胜于受割礼。
And so in verses 25 and 26, it says, if you keep the law, it supersedes circumcision.
他说你若是行律法的割礼对你有益处，如果是犯律法的，你的割礼就算不得割礼。就是说他们只是守律法的注记，没有把他的精力表现出来。
So in verse 25 it says, their circumcision is good if they keep the law, but if they are breaking the law, then their circumcision is uncircumcision.
律法的精力是什么？
What is the spirit of the law?
我们看创世第十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter
创世第十七章啊。
17. Genesis chapter
17. 十七章的九节以下到十六节记载，神吩咐亚伯兰要行割礼。
And here in Genesis 17 verses 9 and through 15, it tells how God establishes circumcision with Abraham.
那十一节神对亚伯兰说，这是我与你们立约的证据。
And it's, it will be a sign of the covenant between God and Abraham.
第十三节又说，这个是在你们肉体上做永远的约的。
And then in verse 13, this covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
然后十四节又说，不受割礼男子必从民中剪除，因为他背了我的约。
And he who is not circumcised in the flesh, that person will be cut off because he has broken my covenant.
从这一段去了解割礼的意义，就是做选民的记号。
So here we can see that the meaning of circumcision is to be a sign of the chosen people.
有行割礼才是选民，没有行割礼要从民中剪除，他不配做神的选民。
And only those who have been circumcised are ones who can be part of God's people, chosen people. Those who are not circumcised will be cut off.
那我们今天受洗也是做新约时的选民的记号啊。
And today baptism is also a sign of our choosing as being the chosen people of God.
既然做选民，就要跟没有被拣选的人分别为圣才对了。
And so those who are chosen must be separated from those who are not chosen.
所以这个割礼也是分别为圣的记号。
So the circumcision is the sign of the covenant with God.
看《使徒行传》第十一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
这个第二节到第三节谈到，因为书上的后面说，哥尼一家人已经信耶稣，受了洗礼啊。那彼得跟他住了几天呢？
And chapter 11 from verse 2 and 3 describes how Peter stayed with Cornelius after they had believed and were baptized.
Cornelius 是外邦人啊。
Cornelius was a Gentile.
跟他住几天一起吃饭，这个是不合犹太人规矩的。
And that Peter stayed with them and ate with them was not according to Jewish custom.
所以十一章的二节啊，一节以下到三节就谈到彼得后来回到耶路撒冷，被耶路撒冷的众弟兄啊，还有使徒责备。
And so in chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, the Jewish brethren then rebuked Peter for being with Cornelius.
我们再看使徒第十章啊。
Let's look at Acts chapter 10.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
使徒说了二十八节，就对他们说，你们除了犹太人跟别国人亲来往，本是不合理的啊。就犹太人跟外国人不来往，如果来往就不对了。
And if a Jewish person had any relations or any dealings with a Gentile, then it was unlawful.
因为行割礼是分别为圣记号，啊，你跟不行割礼在一起，你就是跟不洁净的族类在一起了。没有行割礼就不洁净族类。
Basically, if you are circumcised, then you are set apart as being holy. But if you then interact with the uncircumcised, then you touch the unclean or become unclean.
那我们今天受洗也是分别为圣记号啊。
So we too are baptized today, and we are deemed righteous and chosen of God.
啊，信主前的亲戚朋友这个关系还是继续可以保持这个关系。
But of course, we can still continue our relationships with unbelievers who are friends or family.
不会因为受洗信耶稣都跟以前的亲戚朋友断绝关系。
And we shouldn't be cutting them off or stop our relationships with them just because we're baptized.
但生活要不同。
But we have to live a different kind of lifestyle.
我们已经分别为圣了。
Because we have been separated out as holy.
要过着圣洁生活。
And so we have to live a holy life.
他们行为如果是不合神的教训，我们就不可以去学。
If they live a life that is not holy or according to God's standards, then we cannot do likewise.
割礼也是除了误会的，有除了误会的教训。
And so circumcision has this kind of teaching.
生命记第十章啊。
Let's look at.
生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
十六节。
Verse
16. 十章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16.
所以你们要心将心里的误会除掉啊，这个将心里的误会除掉。言文的意思就是说，你的心要先割礼。有的译本的话讲，你的心要先割礼。
So here in verse 16 it says, therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart.
原文是说你的心先割礼，中文把它换成你的心的污秽除掉，这个意义把这个意思换出来，所以这个割礼意思就是除了污秽了。
So here it says, circumcise the foreskin, which means that you must remove from your heart all sin.
割礼没有除了误会的功效，有这个教训在里面。
Even though circumcision itself does not have the function of removing sin, but it has this meaning.
那我们的洗礼是有除了误会的功效的。
But our baptism has the effectiveness of removing our sin.
所以受洗后不要再去沾染误会了。
So after we are baptized, we should not indulge in sin again.
因为割礼跟洗礼有这么多的共同点。
Because the circumcision and baptism have so many similarities.
所以保罗说割礼一表洗礼。
And so Paul says circumcision is a sign or a foreshadowing of baptism.
看哥罗西第二章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2.
第二章的节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
哥罗西二章十节说我们在耶稣里面也有受割礼，是基督替我们行了割礼。啊，什么时候基督行了割礼呢？十五节说受洗跟主一同埋葬，一同复活。所以说十一节所说的基督的割礼，就是十一二节所说的洗礼，跟主同埋葬同复活。
So here in verses 11 and 12, in Christ, in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. And in verse 12, this is being buried with him in baptism.
啊，看回来罗马书的第二章的二十五节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 2, verse 25.
二十五节，保罗提醒犹太人，虽然有行割礼，但是没有把割礼的精义、他的精神表现出来，这个没有用啊。
So Paul reminds the Jews here that even though they have been physically circumcised, but they do not practice the meaning of circumcision.
二十六节说，那没有受割礼的外邦人，如果遵守律法的条例，虽然他没有受割礼，也不算是有割礼吗？哦，外邦没有行割礼。
So here in verse 26, then on the contrary, if an uncircumcised man keeps the law, then will not his uncircumcision, that is of the Gentiles, be counted as circumcision?
但如果他们行为表现很好。
But if their acts are righteous and very good,
把割礼的经历、割礼的教训表现生活上，那不是比你们更有意义吗？
Then they are actually acting or living out the meaning behind circumcision is not that better than their circumcision.
也会提醒我们呐。
This also reminds us.
割礼好多地方跟洗礼有共同点，一样的精神，一样的教训。
So the meaning behind circumcision is very similar to that of baptism. They have similar purposes and signs.
割礼是成为神的选民的一个记号。
And the circumcision is a sign of being a chosen people of God.
洗礼是成为新的选民的记号。
And the baptism is a sign of our being righteous in
the
eyes of God.
割礼是分别为圣的记号。
And the circumcision is to be separated as holy.
洗礼也是分别为圣的记号。
And being baptized is also being separated as holy.
割礼有除了误会的教训，但没有功效。
And circumcision has the meaning of removing from us, but does not have its effect. But baptism truly has the effect of removing our sin.
误会除掉就不能开导就回去在误会里面。
And so once we have the sin removed from us, we cannot go back to having sin.
这样受洗更有意义了。
So baptism is more effective
and more meaningful. 假如没有这样做个挂名信徒。
And if we do not live out this truth, then we are only Christian in name.
看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
二十七节的二十九节是说， 除所立法才是真犹太人，除掉心理污秽才是真的割礼啊。
And so, he who fulfills the law are the true circumcision.
看二十五七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
那啊，并而且那本来不是没有受割礼的，若能全守律法，岂不是要审判你就有疑问和割礼竟犯律法的人吗？这里疑问是讲律法的注记啊，律法的注记啊，你只有守律法注记行割礼。但没有把这个表现出来，那外邦人比你更有意义啊，他有资格审判你们呢。
So, if somebody has the law and has been circumcised, that is a Jew, but transgresses the law, then the one who is uncircumcised but fulfills the law has the right or the authority to judge the Jew.
二八节说，外邦外面做犹太人不如真犹太人，外面做真个理也不如真个理，这就谈到外表没有用，真义内心更重要。
And so in verses 28 and 29, it is not what is outward that is important, but the inward self.
29节说里面做的才是真的犹太人，就里面做的说把这个律法的经义教训表现在桌上，这样才是真的犹太人，才是真的割礼。
So in verse 29, he is a Jew who is one inwardly, that is he who lives out the meaning and the purpose of circumcision of the heart.
在乎灵不遭疑问，这里的灵就是说他的经义，疑问是他的注记啊。
And here in the spirit, not in the letter.
看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书的第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他叫我们能承担做新约的职事，不是凭着注记，乃是凭着经义。因为注记叫人死，经义叫人活啊。这里的经义就是罗马书二章二十九节的债务灵，那个灵同一个字，原来同一个字啊。那这里的注记跟罗马书二章二十九的译文原来同一个字啊，可见。罗马是二章二十九的在乎脸，就是在乎他的经义，不在乎疑问，不在乎他的注记啊。
So here the wording of being in the spirit and not in the letter is the same in both Romans 2 verse 29 and in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
那二章二十九的下面谈到，这人的称赞不是从人来，是从神来，就是说。如果你看重律法的经义，把这个经义表现出来，你会得到神来的称赞。反过来说，如果你看重注记遗文，忽略他的经义，只能够得到人的称赞而已，不能得到神的称赞。
So the meaning here that is that a person who lives out the spirit of the law will receive his praise from God. But if a person only pays attention to the letter of the law, then his praise is from men.
所以受洗后不要做个冠冕信徒，受洗后要把这个洗礼的教训经义在生活上表现出来。
So when after we are baptized, we should not be a Christian in name only, but live out the spirit of our faith.
真正跟不信主的人分别为圣。
And that is the difference between somebody who is a true Christian and separated and holy. Someone who lives a life that is holy and righteous.
才是真的主的门徒。
And this is a true disciple of the Lord.
那么二章就到这里告一段落。
So this concludes our study up to chapter 2.
好，那我们晚上进度从一到二章，现在有问题可以提出来。
So we have
一章二章有不懂地方，现在可以提出来啊。
Study chapters 1 and 2. If there are questions regarding what we have learned today, we can bring up questions now.Not the letter of the law. The difference is in the people who emphasize the legalistic aspects or the superficial aspects. Let's look at the Gospel of Luke.
Luke 加十一章啊。
Luke chapter 11.
十一章的三十七节谈到啊，有一个法利赛请耶稣吃饭啊。
Luke 11 verse 37.
那三十八节说，法利赛看耶稣吃饭以前没有洗手，就感觉很奇怪啊。
38.
那三十九节。耶稣就对他们说：“你们法利赛人洗净杯盘外面，里面却满了垃圾和邪恶啊！”十六节，耶稣又说：“无知人呐、啊，照外面不也照里面吗？”十一节，主要把里面出手给人，还入于你们就都洁净了啊！法利赛人有一个习惯，吃饭前要洗手。
So the Pharisees had this practice that before eating they had to wash their hands.
不是跟你卫生关联的。
It did not have to do with hygiene.
是跟律法。
It had to do with the law.
律法也没有说吃饭前也没处洗手，没有这个规定啊。
Even though the law did not specifically say you have to wash your hands every time you eat.
律法说如果你摸到不洁的东西就不洁净。
But the law says that if you touch something unclean, then you become unclean.
但法利赛人所立法比立法要求更严格，更高一层，说每处出院都要洗手，表示他很圣洁，很干净。
But the Pharisees then went beyond the law and said that every time before they eat, they have to wash their hands to prove that they are holy and clean.
那耶稣为了教训他们，故意不洗手。
So Jesus, in order to teach them the lesson, purposely
did not wash his hands. 耶稣不洗手，不是说他不卫生。
And Jesus did not do this to show that he was not hygienic.
他说给他了解，你们只有看重外表圣洁没有用的。
And that is to show them that they only emphasize the external and not the internal.
我的意思说，议论为什么耶稣来教导人，自己没有守律法，没有洗手就出院呢？
So the Pharisees' criticism was that Jesus was teaching people, but he himself did not observe the law.
耶稣就抓这个机会来教育他们，叫机会教育。
And so Jesus used this opportunity to teach them a lesson.
说，照外面不照里面吗？
And did not God also make the outside and the inside?
神造人的外体，不造人的内心吗？
Did not he make the outward and the inward part?
你把里面输的给人，其他什么凡物的衣你们都洁净了。
And you give alms and such as what you have, and then all things are clean to you.
他说你们洗净杯盆外面，来里面却装满了垃圾跟血油，这里面的心很不干净了。
But actually, even though the outside of the cup and dish are clean, but the inward part, that is their hearts, are full of greed and wickedness.
洗净杯盆外面表示说你只有看重外表的圣洁了，其实你内心不圣洁了。
So that means that they only emphasize the superficial external appearance of cleanliness, but they do not emphasize the internal holiness.
法利赛人就是所立法的注记来满足自己，来夸耀自己。
So the Pharisees observed the letter of the law to glorify themselves.
耶稣说这个没有用。
Jesus said that does not matter.
保罗也说这个不是真犹太人。
And Paul said you are not a true Jew.
里面做才真犹太人。
It is only if you do it inwardly that you are a true Jew.
因为律法很多规定是有教训性的。
Because the law has a lot of regulations that are symbolic.
这个教训到新时代来就成全了。
And these symbolic teachings were fulfilled in
Jesus
Christ.
就是靠着洗礼洗掉以前的罪。
And that is that we are washed clean of our sins by baptism.
靠着圣灵改变我们自己不好习惯。
And that the Holy Spirit enters us and changes our lives.
我们就能够满足律法要求，把圣洁的行为表现出来。这个律法要求。
And this way we are able to fulfill the law because of the work of the Spirit.
后面有一个弟兄啊。
Righteous through faith shall live. So it emphasizes that we are justified by faith, not by works, or we receive eternal life by faith, not by works.
你刚有举手，没有？不是好，还有什么问题吗？有问题，这些可以提出来啊。
Other questions or opinions?
好，那你回去再想想看一下这个问题啊，没人会提出来啊。就是说今天啊，你又想到了，你回去又想到了啊，那明天你会提出来。今天我们有好几天啊，继续学习罗马书啊，最后一天有一个应验问答给的啊，那个时候也可以啊。
So if you have not thought of the question today, but go home and think about it, and we can come back tomorrow and discuss the questions, or on the last day there will also be a question and answer session, so we can bring it up then.
罗马书我在南台中讲52堂。
And I have spoken about the book of Romans about 52 times.
每一个字都有详细的解释啊。每一个字都有详细解释啊。
And every word has a very... very detailed explanation.
那有录音啊。
And we have recordings of these lectures.
那有两个姐妹把录音拿去打字啊。
And there have been our sisters who have transcribed the lessons.
那我讲一堂，她打字出来有10,000 words.
And after one lesson, they typed out 10,000 words per lesson.
因为在那边讲每一堂都超过一个小时啊。
Because each lesson was over 1 hour.
52堂就52,000 words 了。
So after 52 lessons, we covered
520,000 words. 现在他们都打住到等我去回去修改，修改后就两本上下罗马书上下很厚的两本书，52,000 words.
And they have completed the transcription, and I need to go back and edit it. So then we will publish these two books on the Book of Romans.
那因为我们是时间很短，所以我讲得很简单，不能够讲太详细啊。有问题你要提问，我就会解释啊。
And so we have a much tighter schedule, so I have to go through things more in a more cursory way. But please bring up questions, and I will explain.
好, 还有问题没有?
Any other questions?
好，那好，你回去再想想看，明天提也可以啊。 那我们今天就到这里。
When you go home, and we will conclude tonight here.
诗篇二十三首。
Let us sing hymn 23.
Now
let us pray together.